Alrighty, so we are now at our warm-up level two of the Claim It, Declare It course. The whole focus of this level two is to assist you in developing daily habits where you're using your time effectively, you're pursuing the actions in the proper sequence, and everything is geared towards you having greater visibility in many different ways so that you can have really good lead generation that will point you in the direction of a strategy session and or a get to know you session. A get to know you session is where you're meeting to have a exploration of being referral partners or joint ventures, and the get to know you call can definitely or meeting can definitely also lead to a potential client and then an actual sale. The lead generation that we're focusing on in particular is a mindset of always looking for places and opportunities and conversations that you will either direct towards a strategy session or a get to know you session. And I'm focusing on this phase so that you can start to feel a comfort in listening to how people talk to you, assessing a situation to see what opportunities might be there, and then you doing your preparation to approach people, places, and groups, and so on. In this warm-up series, I have a few inner work, inner self-management tools that you've already learned, and I'm putting all this together so that you can start developing a toolkit that is at your fingertips when you need them. So the first step is that I've included in this level a review of a light leader soul journey and clearing meditation. This is something that I would like you to do every day. It's about 30 minutes long. I do not want you to miss a day between now and when we have our actual first class. This soul journey is going to give you the opportunity to shed some energies that are not serving you. It will also give you the wording and the focus, the guided meditation focus, for you to plug in every day. A new goal, a new outcome that you want to focus on for the day. And then you just customize the wording of that because you're going to be connecting with your soul. You're going to be getting messages from your spirit guides and or your soul that has to do with your daily focus. That's how I would like you to please use that meditation. The second is another meditation that you probably learned in a previous course with me, and that is the six-phase daily process where you are amping up your high vibration. You are taking the time to project into the future of where you want your life to be in a few years, and then you bring it back to you visualizing your perfect day and surrendering it into the God force, surrendering into the arms of Spirit Source, the creative power around you. I'd like you to do that every day as well. And then we come to you working on your focus, your filters, you being a heat-sensitive rocket every day. For you to see what you can do in that day that's going to cultivate a relationship to either get a lead or you have a lead and you want to take it to the next step through a follow-up process where you're going to again identify if this is going to be a get-to-know-you conversation with that person or it's going to be a potential client conversation. So between now and our first class, you're focusing on getting things in motion and seeing where they go. If you can have a strategy session between now and our first session, that's a bonus. if you go with everything you've got, standing in your value, wanting to be of service, putting your attention on their needs, not are you going to make this sale or not. You focus on them and the fact that you are a gift professional for the right person who has been longing to have you help them, whether they consciously knew they were searching or not. Your job is to ask the right questions so that you can uncover, you can pull back the veil so that they can see that you are what they need to finally get their goals accomplished. In this daily putting yourself on a clear path of intention, you're going to encounter blocks, emotions that you might not like feeling. You will encounter resistances where you might find yourself procrastinating. You might really back down because you don't feel that you are confident enough, secure enough, that you are skilled enough, all of those variations on those themes. And so I included also in this warm-up a tool that you have learned, which is the transmuting blocks meditation. And I've given you in the member portal area both the audio guided tour as well as the written process steps. Your main and exclusive daily commitment is to do the inner work, set aside the time, give yourself like an hour and a half a day or a little bit longer, maybe 2 hours. It can be broken up. If you have to get up a little earlier in the morning to do this, it's worth it because you're building a muscle of intention where you are now claiming it and you are declaring that you're going to have the success you want in your business. So the exclusive focus is for you to clear your inner space, raise your vibration, lock in your intention for the day, and then do the necessary steps to nurture how to get leads for that day and or how to follow up and explore the leads that you already have. Now, you can use the business cards that you already have that you haven't taken action on. You can pursue emails that you've gotten or that you've found out about people and organizations online. You can go through past clients that you've had where you're ready to just say, you know, call them up and find out how they're doing. What's new with them? That you'd like to do a check-in call just to see what kinds of projects are really important for them to do during the summer and how you could be of help to them. It's okay for you to establish for them that this is not a marketing call where you don't care about them, where you're just calling them out of the blue or for some other time frame simply because you want to make a sale, because that is not true. You're calling them to see what do they need and can you provide what they need. And there is everything right about that. There is everything right about a professional who values their services reaching out to somebody and saying, "Hi, how are you? I've been thinking of you. I realized we hadn't talked in a while. And I'm wondering what kind of plans do you have for the summer and how can we support each other's business if it's that kind of call? Or I remember that you really were working on X, Y, and Z and I'm wondering how all that has developed and could you use some support?" Just stand in the mindset that you are there for them. The fact that you hadn't spoken to them in a gazillion years maybe doesn't matter at all. All that matters is that you are thinking of them now, you have them on the phone, or you're leaving them a message, and basically all that you're letting them know is, you know, I value what I have to offer, and I value you. So let's see if I can be of service, and if not, Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful summer. And by the way, would you like me to call you in a couple of months? Would you like me to call you in the fall? Would you like me to call you towards the end of the year? So you get the mindset there. Okay. If you have any questions, just email me. This is going to be an exciting, exciting level two, because you're going to get out there even more and you're going to be a very focused project and task-oriented professional where you're doing what's necessary in the back office areas so that when you do get to speak to people, you are clear about your value, what, if anything, they need. And if they are not clear about what they need, they will get clear by talking with you. Okay, I love you. Bye for now.